Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Hour number two of Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Austin Price and Chris Bryan here in the studio with you as always on this beautiful Friday. And Chris, we've got a loaded hour, do we not?
Yes, we really do. 512 News Radio 92.12. This is coming in here. Governor Ron DeSantis has appointed Ashley Hoffberger to the Escambia County Board of County Commissioners seat. Wow. If you remember, she won the Republican primary for that District 4 seat, left vacant by former Commissioner Robert Bender, and will face Democrat Ron Helms on November 5th. Helms, of course, Navy vet, Pensacola business owner. Hoffberger defeated challengers Walker Wilson and Buck Mitchell in the primary. Now, the District 4 seat has been vacant since January when Bender was appointed as the Escambia County Supervisor of Elections. DeSantis declined to make an appointment to fill that vacancy for about 9 months. Kind of brought that one on down, but Ashley Hoffberger, once again, has been appointed by Governor Ron DeSantis to the Escambia County Board of Commissioners District 4 seat. Mm. So she won't have, you know, that's up for grabs in just a few weeks with the November 5 election coming up.
Right.
But for right now, she is now the new District 4 Escambia County Commissioner.
Also, not even 10 minutes from now, we should be having on Vicki Campbell. We'll get in touch with her. And we also have a pair of tickets to give away at 5:35. Pair of tickets to Ballet Pensacola's Cinderella. Man, I don't even know what I would say about that one as far as what you have to say on the text line to win those tickets. I'll think of something, but I don't know. It's loaded hour. Got an interview coming up, got a pair of tickets. It's all swell. Also, just wanted to let you know that here locally, there will be no additional military discipline for former U.S. Navy Chief Petty Officer Bree Kuhn. Kuhn was found guilty of first-degree premeditated murder last week. She's in the process of being separated from the U.S. Navy and will no longer be subject to the Uniform Code of Military Justice.
Okay, environmental concerns with high levels of bacteria in local waters have caused city officials to delay the second phase opening of the Bruce Beach Revitalization Project, originally scheduled for Saturday, October 12th. Bruce Beach tested poor for high bacteria levels on 6 consecutive tests. This happened between September 9th and September 25th. FDOH Escambia posted a no-swim advisory as the public is now advised to stay out of that water.
Yes, that would be putting it lightly. Just stay out of there. You may want to stay away from
it. Or maybe better swim at your own risk.
Yeah, there you go. An investigation is underway after a burglary on the SS United States took place. The suspects reportedly broke into the ship and took flashlights and batteries, causing damage in the process. Okaloosa County approved a tentative deal to purchase the ship to use as an artificial reef last week.
Let me see here. Former President Donald Trump down in North Carolina taking kind of a look and see in terms of what is happening, or what, better still, and what is not happening, according to a lot of residents in North Carolina, saying the Biden administration has totally forgotten what's going on there.
Right.
So President Trump, and by the way, Kamala Harris, campaigning in Michigan, still has not been down to North Carolina at this point. We know President Biden was down on Thursday. But nope, crickets from Kamala Harris. President Trump down in North Carolina surveying the hurricane damage. Fox's Brian Alelius has this report from Fayetteville, North Carolina, where the former president is going to do a town hall this evening.
They've been lined up since 8 o'clock this morning. We are 4 hours east of the hardest hit communities by Hurricane Helene here in North Carolina. But it's still top of mind for many of these folks that we spoke to. This is a military community. Fort Bragg, formerly known as Fort Bragg, it's now Fort Liberty, is right here. There are tons of veterans here. In Michigan yesterday, the former president continued to attack the Biden-Harris administration's hurricane response.
Okay, and the breaking story this afternoon, I want to make you aware of. Afternoon, everybody, by the way, News Radio 92.3, it's 5:16. Governor DeSantis has appointed Ashley Hoffberger to the Escambia County Board of County Commissioners. If you remember, Hoffberger won the Republican primary for the District 4 seat, left vacant by former Commissioner Robert Bender, and she will now face Democrat Ron Helms in that November 5th election.
Yeah, no, that's incredible. And also just past 5:15 here. Hopefully I can keep this incredible headline news going with our first quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads here, had some heavy issues on Highway 90 traveling westbound towards Glover Lane, but those have seemingly cleared up. Still have some backups just east of Chemukla Highway. There was an accident there last hour, still causing some backups. Then it's going to be 9 Mile Road traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. And this Navarre Parkway, this is kind of dealing with some heavy congestion. If you are traveling westbound coming from Windhaven Beach, approaching Highway 87, there was an accident report in that area that could be adding to that.
Okay, Austin, the U.S. Supreme Court is going to decide whether Mexico can actually sue American gun companies. This has been a very, very contentious situation. Fox's Kristen Goodwin has more on the story.
Mexico accuses Smith & Wesson and other U.S. gun makers of contributing to the illegal firearm trafficking of military-style weapons to Mexican drug cartels. The suit filed in 2021 notes Mexico has strict gun control laws, making it nearly impossible for criminals to legally obtain firearms, alleging over 70% of the guns recovered from crimes in Mexico are from the U.S. A federal judge dismissing the case, citing a 2005 law that shields gun makers and distributors from being held liable for gun violence, but a federal appeals court ruling there should be an exception in this case. The defendants challenging that ruling and the Supreme Court agreeing to take up the case. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
All righty. Thank you very much, Kristen. Just about 5:18 here. Also, just wanted to give another quick check of the weather as well. We have been firing on all cylinders this hour. A lot going on here. It is 74 degrees in Pensacola. It's been a rainy day today. Low of 71 tonight. As we get into your Saturday and Sunday, should be a slighter chance of showers. Hopefully not as consistent as Friday's rain was. But after that, should be a beautiful week with 0% chance of rain. 5:18, we'll take a quick break. When we return, we got Vicki Campbell on the line with us. And she will do her little sit down with Chris and I. And we also have tickets to give away at 5:35. That'll be later this hour. Details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
What is the one thing God will not forgive? After all, the Bible plainly explains that if we seek God's forgiveness, He will forgive sins such as lust, lying, and even murder. But the one sin that God will not forgive is the sin of unbelief. To refuse to believe in Jesus' virgin birth, or His sinless life, or His substitutionary death, or His resurrection from the dead, or to refuse to believe anything that the Scripture declares about Jesus is to consign your own soul to an eternal hell. The good news of the gospel is a message of forgiveness of sin, but again, the one sin that God will not forgive is unbelief. Acts 16:31 says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved."
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help, from running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, this Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or lawn chair and relax. Enjoy the beautiful sunset with your favorite bands. This Tuesday, it's the Knee Deep Band, a high-energy variety show band with something to please all ages. It's Bands on the Beach this Tuesday night at 7 with the Knee Deep Band.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
You depend on your vehicle.
Come on, start already.
And you need a good auto shop to depend on as well. That shop is A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, now open on North W Street. They guarantee the lowest rates in Pensacola, and they offer a 2-year national warranty on all of their work. Their certified mechanics have got you covered. No matter the problem, one call does it all. 850-285-0958. A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, 4414 North W Street, Pensacola.
What you do on the field, every part of it matters.
DJU winds up looking for Ja'Kai down the field. He's got it. Touchdown. FSU.
Mike Norvell and the Florida State Seminoles host the Clemson Tigers this Saturday night for a primetime ACC matchup on the Seminole Sports Network.
Clemson takes on FSU at 4 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Brought to you by Pensacola Hardware, All Season Service Network, A1 Auto Diesel Repair, DeFranco Gas, and Calvert's in the Heights.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR-TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now,
with Chris and Austin,
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, 523 here. Austin Price and Chris Bryan with you as always, and joined by Vicki Campbell. Ain't that right, Chris?
That's absolutely right. Afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. Vicki Campbell joins me this afternoon. Hey, Vicki, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Jim Roberts?
Just fine. Listen, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. Interesting story in terms of how this all came about. I knew that you had family in North Carolina, but you've taken this whole concept a little bit further in terms of how to get supplies, relief supplies. I'm looking at some footage here. Are you familiar with a town in North Carolina called Woodfin, North Carolina? Woodfin?
I'm not.
Okay, there's a brewery there in Asheville. It must be outside of Asheville. It's called the Zillicoa Beer Company. Anyway, the reason I bring this up, and you're gonna, you know this more than anybody, that area has been just totally decimated by damage and just terrible floods and things like this. So here you are, Vicki Campbell. We know you by wearing the board member from ECUA's hat, but now you're leading the charge to send help to Asheville, North Carolina. What is going on, Vicki?
Well, you know, I had some family here visiting Perdido Key from Asheville and some from Anderson, South Carolina, and all of a sudden we got a hurricane out in the Gulf. And they wanted to go home, and I said, oh, no, don't go home. We better wait and see where it's going because it could be going closer to you than it is to me. Mm-hmm. And so sure enough, they stayed on, and they were on the beach the day the hurricane hit in a condo in Perdido, and her son was telling her, come home. And she said, nope, Vicki said to stay right here because it's not coming towards us. And so it didn't, but it ended up going to North Carolina. Mm-hmm. And as you know, I have a lot of family
in
the Asheville area. So, you know, I just called some preacher friends of mine. I know a lot of preachers. And I called them all up, and they all said, yep, they would help. We fill a truck. And we filled a truck, 53-foot truck this week. And it's going to leave about 10 o'clock in the morning, headed towards the Black Mountain, Swannanoa area of North Carolina.
Vicki, was it hit pretty bad up there?
Oh, it was terrible. I don't know if you're familiar with Asheville, but Asheville's really just a big valley. Mm-hmm. And the valley has two huge rivers, the Swannanoa River, the French Broad River, and other little rivers and streams all feeding down into the valley. And when they got hit with 3 feet of water all at once, I mean, there was just nowhere for the water to go, and it overflowed every dam, every levee,
yeah,
every,
it's a mess.
You know, every creek in the whole area is just devastated.
What was the most popular item would you consider that people really need? I've got an answer for you that I found to be pretty interesting. But what item do you think people really need in a situation like this?
Well, of course they wanted water. You and
right,
I
sure.
know how important water
oh,
is.
Oh, absolutely.
But water, and they wanted food, you know, canned goods. Mostly they want pop tops, you know, because mm-hmm. They don't have to have a can opener for that. And so then they wanted baby items, baby food,
really?
Baby
okay.
diapers, baby bottles, baby formula, you know, those kind of things. Toilet paper. It was amazing because this all happened at really such a critical time with the shipping industry having their issues
right.
with the people on strike. So, I mean, before you know it, I went to the store yesterday, and they were talking about Sam's running low on toilet paper. So that was one of the big things. We got a lot of toilet paper. We sent up two huge flats of toilet paper and paper towels and paper products. So that was another thing that they wanted. They wanted medical supplies. Different areas wanted different things, too. So, you know, I guess harder hit areas wanted you know, chainsaws and generators and things like that. But, you know, mostly they ask for food and baby items, toilet paper, canned goods.
Well, Vicki Campbell, you had to have some help with this, and I want to drop a name here. Marcus Point Baptist Church was one of the landing sites for you, weren't they?
Yep. Well, they sure were. My first phone call was Buford Lipscomb. He's at Liberty. Used to be the pastor at Liberty Church.
Mm-hmm.
Now his son-in-law is the pastor at Liberty Church, and they were already working on putting together a drive with Operation Blessing. Their truck actually got there this morning.
Okay.
And he said, well, I will help you, and let's call Buford. Let's call Gordon Godfrey. So we called Gordon Godfrey at Marcus Point. He also called, and I don't have the guy's name with me right now, but the preacher at Brownfield Assembly of God. I'm sorry, I don't have his name with me. I'm driving. Miss Valerie at the Hope Center over there collected a big truck full. And the truck was donated by Larry Downs Plumbing out
nice,
in Perdido.
Nice, nice.
Envision Perdido, a group of community folks out in Perdido, also helped tremendously with the effort. St. John's Episcopal Church, Tim Pyle over there helped out, and just everybody jumped in. We had people from all over the town as volunteers. Craig Heinzman at Marcus Point Baptist Church, I mean, that guy's a rock star. And then Webb Electric, Danny Webb gave us a truck, a driver.
Wow, that's nice.
And he was there the entire day just driving pallets up on the truck. He was amazing.
All right. Well, Vicki Campbell, you're doing an amazing job. I mean, it's so nice to talk to you as Vicki Campbell as resident, not Vicki Campbell as board member ECUA. Doing some great stuff, Vicki. Hey, congrats to you guys. Safe trip up to North Carolina.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate
okay.
you.
All right, Vicki Campbell. Doing some good stuff. Marcus Point Baptist Church collecting a lot of relief supplies for the folks up in North Carolina. As the headlines kind of came down today from Fox, the Biden administration crickets in terms of response
right.
in North Carolina. What's going on? We do know Kamala Harris is doing her campaigning in Michigan, hasn't yet been on the ground over there to see what's going on.
Right.
You know, Joe was there yesterday.
Really?
Yes, Joe was there yesterday.
Believe it or not.
What's going on. But anyway.
Well, on the bright side, Chris, that was a perfectly timed.
Yeah, congrats to Vicki Campbell. All right.
News, I'm Tom Graham. Nearly 700,000 homes and businesses in the southeast still without power more than a week after Hurricane Helene. Several mountain communities in North Carolina without the basics.
Here in Swannanoa, I mean, it's pretty much destruction on every corner that you look. And when it comes to the federal assistance, which has been talked about a lot, when you speak to people in Swannanoa, some will say that they haven't seen or heard from FEMA, but then other people will tell us that they already got that knock on their door from the Fed.
Fox's Madison Scarpino. Israel carrying out a series of airstrikes in the suburbs of the Lebanese capital of Beirut. Fox's Mike Tobin says they're targeting Hezbollah leadership.
Numerous accounts say the target of those airstrikes is Hashem Safieh ad-Din, widely anticipated to succeed Hassan Nasrallah.
Nasrallah was killed last month in an airstrike. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Mark Zuckerberg became the world's second richest person for the first time yesterday, jumping ahead of Jeff Bezos as shares of Meta platforms continue their climb. Zuckerberg's bet on the metaverse is paying off, pushing his net worth to more than $206 billion, according to the Bloomberg Billionaires Index. On Wall Street, stocks finished the final session of the week higher. The Dow and S&P 500 set fresh records. The Dow was up 341, the S&P 500 grew by 51, and the Nasdaq went up 219. General Motors temporarily halting vehicle production at two of its U.S. factories due to the impacts of Hurricane Helene. The automaker canceling shifts yesterday and today at plants in Flint, Michigan, and the Arlington Assembly in Texas. U.S. crude oil futures for November continue their surge this week, up 1% to around $74.45 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first-time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls' trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or diabetes, you're at higher risk of being hospitalized from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
What does the future of mobility in Michigan sound like? That's the sound of new EV charging stations at our state parks. That's the sound of over $20 billion in new investments to produce EVs and batteries in Michigan. And that? That's the silence of Michigan's new En-ROAD wireless charging system. Discover all the ways MEDC is driving next-gen mobility in Michigan at MichiganBusiness.org.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sportsman, sponsored by Sleeper, a Blitz product. Just download the Sleeper app today. Must be present in certain states. Visit sleeper.com for details. When you look at the college football schedule this weekend, outside of Missouri taking on Texas A&M, the best game could actually be Rutgers heading to Lincoln to take on Nebraska. Greg Schiano has the Scarlet Knights off to a 4-0 start, and Matt Rhule with the sensational rookie QB Dylan Raiola had the Cornhuskers at 4-1, making this a game you must check out. I'm Zach Gelb.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? So you've got an oil change coming up. You can go farther and save on full synthetic with our oil change special. Right now, you can get 5 quarts of Valvoline Advanced Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life oil filter for just $35.99. Get the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
As a mom, comforting my family is what I do best. Vicks VapoStick provides soothing, non-medicated Vicks Vapors in an easy-to-apply stick. And it dries fast, so there's no mess. I use it to comfort myself and my family.
Thanks, Mom.
Vicks VapoStick. Soothing comfort for the whole family. And when you need more comfort for yourself, try Vicks VapoShower Max for steamy Vicks Vapors.
Use as directed. VapoStick for use ages 4 and up. VapoShower Max use for adults only.
The I-10 Wired TechNet CyberCo Summit returns October 16th to Pensacola Beach. Sponsored by Data Revolution, this is your opportunity to get connected with top-level cybersecurity, AI, and machine learning industry experts. Featuring a free career fair, Jurassic Park escape room, prizes, and a performance by the ultimate 80s party band, the Molly Ringwalds. Discounts available for students, military, and government employees. Visit itenwired.com for tickets.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line. Every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
Hello, my name is Ed Carson. Santa Rosa County is one of the fastest growing counties in the nation, and it's not slowing down. Our parks, roads, bridges, and other community amenities have to keep up. I'm urging you to vote yes for the penny sales tax to replace the current half cent tax. This will fund essential community improvements, enhance our quality of life, better protect our families, and improve public works. Please go to SantaRosaYes.com for more information.
Political advertisement paid for by Building Santa Rosa Tomorrow Today.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, just past 5:35 here. Before we get into our usual progresses at this time that we usually do every hour, we're actually going to give away a pair of tickets to Ballet Pensacola's Cinderella. You know, I was sitting here and I was dwelling, I was overthinking on how I was going to give these tickets away. We'll just go back to how we used to do it, just a very simple thing for a change this time. First person to text in, do not call. First person to text in Cinderella. Just send that in. It's easy to spell. It's spelled how it sounds. Text in Cinderella to 850-437-1620. Again, that is 850-437-1620. Text in the name Cinderella. You can get these pair of tickets to Ballet Pensacola's Cinderella. That will be on October 11th through the 13th and October 18th through the 20th. So keep that in mind. And we've already got a couple texts lining up here. So Chris, take it away, my friend.
Okay, very interesting. Getting ready for the weekend sports. You know, this time on Friday, you're getting yourself geared up for the games coming up this weekend. Well, let me just go ahead and get you an update. Joe Morgan is in from Fox, has a Fox Sports update this afternoon.
The Mets will continue playing in October. The Mets defeated the Milwaukee Brewers 4-2 in Game 3 of their wild card series, and they did it in dramatic fashion. Down two runs in the top of the ninth, Mets first baseman Pete Alonso stepped to the plate with two runners on and delivered a go-ahead three-run home run to the opposite field. New York closed it out in the bottom half, and they now move on to face the Phillies in the division series. It will be the first postseason matchup between the NL East rivals, with Game 1 scheduled for Saturday at 4:08 Eastern in Philadelphia. I'm Joe Morgan, Fox News.
All righty, thank you very much, Joe. Also looking at some sports headlines here. We've been touching a lot on some high school football. Jay Central, that was one of the games that we've been touching on throughout this week. Jay went into Central last night, won 49-0. Leading up to this game, I was talking about, Jay should win because they've been doing pretty hot recently. But Central on the road, it's not an easy place to play. I didn't expect a 49-0, so congrats to the Royals there. We also have on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 1330 AM, 99.1 FM, starting at 7 p.m., we got our high school football game of the week. That is Pensacola traveling to Booker T. Washington. That should be a darn good game as well. I got the Tigers in that one close. Chris, what else we got?
We're actually we're just getting ready to kind of look at these top 25 teams. This will be the last time these are the accurate rankings.
Yeah, last time they'll be valid.
As they are. So let me just go ahead and run them down for you real quickly. Here's your top 25 AP rankings heading into the games this weekend. Number one, Alabama. 2, Texas. 3, Ohio State. Number 4, Tennessee. Number 5, Georgia. Number 6, Oregon. 7, Penn State. 8, Miami. Number 9, Missouri. Number 10, Michigan. Number 11, USC. Number 12, Ole Miss. Number 13, LSU. 14, Notre Dame. 15, Clemson. 16, Ohio State. 17, BYU. 18, Utah. 19, Oklahoma. 20, Kansas State. 21, Boise State. 22, Louisville. 23, Indiana. 24, Illinois. And 25, UNLV.
Oh, all right. Yeah, UNLV, they've got a tough matchup on their slate tonight. They get to host, but they're hosting Syracuse, just a one-loss Power 4 team coming from the ACC there. Also, we got Michigan State traveling to number 6, Oregon, Houston at TCU for a Big 12 matchup, and Jacksonville State at Kennesaw State. So we got a loaded slate of college football tonight. And, of course, last night we saw Texas State go into Troy and win 38-17. That makes the Trojans 1-5. Very unfortunate to see what I would say is a relatively local, quote-unquote, school. Having such a troubling start. Sam Houston, talk about them turning it around, though. Around this time last year, we would have thought that Sam Houston was going to go winless. They were a group of five newcomer, but now they are 5-1 after a 20-point road win over UTEP last night. So congrats to them there. And, of course, we got the NFL slate getting underway on Sunday. It started last night with a great overtime thriller between the Bucs and Falcons. Falcons won 36-30. But we also have a headlining slate this weekend with the Jets taking on the Vikings in London. How about that?
Okay, and, you know, there's a baseball team not affiliated with the major leagues continuing to gain in popularity, filling up stadiums around the U.S. Fox's Jared Max has more on this trending story.
The legend of the Savannah Bananas, an independent baseball team, continues to grow. The unique style of baseball with rules that veer largely from traditional ones to speed up the game and add entertainment value whenever and however possible will embark on a 39-game tour around the United States next year from March through September. The Savannah Bananas will be joined on tour by 3 other teams to play games at 18 Major League Baseball stadiums and 3 football stadiums. Savannah Bananas owner Jesse Cole told ESPN, "We played in front of 1 million fans this past year. We're playing in front of 2 million fans next year." Among the 11 zany rules of banana ball, instead of extra innings, a pitcher faces a batter with only one player in the field with a catcher to try to prevent the batter from scoring an inside-the-park home run. Jared Max, Fox News.
Okay, it is 5:43, coming up in 7 minutes. We're going to be talking with Ashley Hoffberger, who has just been appointed today by Governor Ron DeSantis, the new Escambia County Board of County Commissioners District 4 seat holder.
Yes.
So we'll be talking with Ashley, getting that all set up here. She'll be coming up with us in less than 7 minutes on News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, we've got our little text line with her here open, waiting just to get confirmation on the best number to reach out to her through. But let's see, looking at the MLB slate, we got this is starting Saturday, nothing tonight. Saturday, we got Tigers at Guardians. That is the ALDS game 1. The other half of that will be Royals at Yankees. And then it'll be Mets at Phillies on the National League side, along with Padres at Dodgers. We've got some good series starting here, and a few upsets. Some of those teams were lower seeds making it to the divisional series, so congrats to them.
Okay, really, we're getting ready also for the a big fall. In fact, a little more than a month from right now, maybe it's November 3rd is when this comes down. We're talking about the SEC soccer championships being played over at Ashton-Brosnahan. Ready for that darn tournament. That's going to be a great one. I always look forward to that, and especially interviewing some of those SEC women's soccer teams, and there's a lot of them. So we're just days away from that, and we're very excited about them coming back to play soccer here in our town.
Absolutely, and it seems like we do have a winner to these Cinderella tickets. Charity, congrats to Charity from Pensacola. You have won those pair of Cinderella tickets. So, as I said, I wasn't smart enough to think of a question, wasn't crafty enough to, but first person to text in Cinderella, she was the one, so congrats to Charity there. Alrighty. Let's see what else we got going on here. Wall Street, we always give our hourly number. Well, wait a minute. Come on, what am I doing here? How long have I been doing this? 5:45. We'll get our next quick check of the roads and weather here. Got some backups. If you are traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway towards Highway 87, there was an accident in that area earlier. Could be contributing to that. Also, I-10 traveling eastbound towards Highway 29. Got some trouble over there. Outside of that, there doesn't appear to be too much standing out. As for the weather, it's 74 degrees with a low of 71 tonight. Slight chances of showers throughout your Saturday and Sunday. But then next week should be a beautiful week. Lower temperatures and no rain.
Yeah, it is the I was working off of my memory. It's the best of the SEC women's soccer. 12 nationally ranked teams in town over Ashton-Brosnahan. Third year, by the way. Pensacola will host that tournament. Tickets now on sale if you want to check this out. Great tournament. Great atmosphere. Fantastic. PensacolaSports.org. You can get those tickets. And also, the distribution of civil and civilian ballots. I keep saying civil, but civilian ballots continues for those who have vote by mail request. Sonia Daniel, Escambia Deputy Supervisor of Elections, saying there's a few key dates to remember. October 7th, this is the last day to register to vote. October 24th is the deadline for vote by mail request. Early voting taking place October 26th through November 2nd in Escambia County, October 21st through November 2nd in Santa Rosa. November 5th, Election Day, polls will be open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. to cast that ballot at an early voting site. You got to have that photo ID, and you have to have proof of a signature.
That is true. Sorry. And also hinted at this earlier, but then I saw what time it was. Wall Street ending the trading week on a high note after a strong jobs report. Stocks rallied with the Dow Jones Industrial Average, posting a new record close as the economy added far more jobs than expected in September. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 341 points to 42,352. The S&P 500 added 51 points to 5751. And the NASDAQ rose 219 points to 18,137.
Yeah, here's a story we're working on this afternoon, breaking this afternoon. I just want to share it with you, make sure you knew what was going on. A month before the 2024 general election, Governor DeSantis today appointing Ashley Hoffberger to the Escambia County Board of County Commissioners, coming up in less than 5 minutes. She's been so nice to us this afternoon. She's going to allow us to kind of dip into her personal time. In 5 minutes, you're going to hear from Ashley Hoffberger, the new District 4 Escambia County Commissioner. Governor DeSantis making that appointment today, and we will talk to her in terms of what this means as she faces Ron Helms. He is the Democrat challenger for that November 5th general election. So we'll get with Ashley, and is she ready to go?
Yeah, we've got her right
now. Okay, great. Oh, let's go ahead and bring her in. Ashley Hoffberger joins us today, brand new Escambia County District 4 Commissioner. Hey, Ashley, how you doing?
Hi, I am doing fantastic. How are you today?
Well, pretty excited because I got to tell you, this totally caught me by surprise. Did you know this was going to happen?
You and me both.
Seriously?
No, I had no idea. I got had a couple missed calls, and then Michelle Salzman, she texts me, and she's like, congratulations. And I'm like, oh, no, what am I being congratulated on? And so I called Michelle, and obviously called back the missed number from right. Tallahassee, and right. that was my heads up. That's all I had.
So who actually told you this?
So my husband, because Michelle called him. She goes, hey, right. tell Ashley to call me. So and I was like, oh my gosh.
So what does this mean for you, Ashley? Here we go, because we still have the election coming up on November 5th. You're going to be facing Democrat Ron Helms. So where is your position with this and moving forward into the election? Give me your elevator speech, by gosh. Come on.
Absolutely. So it is very exciting. There's a lot in front of the county commission right now, and I believe the reason that the appointment was made is they didn't want to hold up progress longer than they had to with some key issues going in front of the board. So obviously I am still running a full campaign. I mean, we've been out waving. I've got radio ads starting, billboards going up, and, you know, all the meet and greets in the community, because nothing beats that face-to-face. So still campaigning hard. I am taking absolutely nothing for granted. I'm super thankful for the appointment, and I'm excited to get to work and really make a difference. District 4 has just been just not represented at all since mm-hmm. February. So this is a huge win for, you know, the community as a whole. And but it does not mean that I will not be campaigning just as hard for the November election.
Okay, so how does this work with Escambia County? Now, will Escambia County contact you now and say, Ashley, you have to come in for a session to show you exactly what we do here?
Yeah, so Monday we'll have at some point, everyone was actually gone by the time the announcement was made, so I don't know, you know, what judge or what time all that will be, but at some point on Monday we'll have a swearing in, and then I'll get briefed on just the legal side of things, what you can do, what you can't do, what sunshine law looks like, those types of things, and then after that it's go. So we're ready to make things happen.
Well, we're ready, excited about moving forward. Of course, you know, we have live coverage of the election just after 7 on November 5th. Yes. But leading up to this, I definitely want to share some time with you for our listeners out there, because what we'll do is we'll put a request out there for them to text us some questions. And then you'll be, I hope, really be able to do something with that. And we can have a nice chat on air.
Absolutely. And I have meet and greets listed. I've got 2 or 3 more coming up. So those are on my Facebook page. So if people want that face-to-face time, I would love for them to come out and just bring those questions and let's discuss them in person. And of course, radio is great because you reach so many people. So looking forward to working with you on that.
Sounds great. And listen, what is the site they can go to do what you just talked about?
Yeah. So it's all on voteashley.com. And Ashley is A-S-H-L-E-E. And then it is also listed on my Facebook page, Ashley Hoffberger for County Commissioner. And again, Ashley is A-S-H-L-E-E.
Okay, Ashley, congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Enjoy it. Enjoy the ride. This journey is going to be very exciting for you. And we do appreciate your time this afternoon.
It is. Well, thank you for covering it. I know it was quick. And sometimes some things happen at 4:30 on a Friday. It doesn't always get the coverage that it needs. So I really appreciate you guys jumping on that.
No problem. Ashley Hoffberger, new District 4 County Commissioner for Escambia County. Very excited for her. You remember we had her on before the election?
Yeah.
She's been appointed today by Governor DeSantis. Very exciting for that young lady.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And you know what? I hate to pat ourselves on the back, but I appreciate her giving us the kudos for being some of the first in this area to jump on it. That's awesome. 5:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, we'll hit that final stretch as we always do on hour number 2. Before we send you into hour number 3 of Pensacola Right Now, what's up, Chris?
And if they want to go to our website, the News Radio 92.3 website.
Yes.
I wrote a story on what we just talked about, so they can go see and kind of review what exactly just happened.
All righty. Thank you very much. Yeah, we'll be right back after the break.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Trek Bicycle Store of Pensacola is the area's premier bicycle store and full-service repair shop for all makes and models. They specialize in top-notch customer service with the largest selection of e-bikes around. Trek Store has a full line of bike accessories and racks and can fit all riders from a child's first to seniors. Locally owned and operated by Robbie Mott, serving cyclists for over 20 years, you'll experience the best at Trek Bicycle Store of Pensacola, 701 East Cervantes Street, and online at trekstoregulfcoast.com.
Hey there, home buyers and sellers. I'm Will.
And I'm Angela.
With Cannell and Company Realty,
your dynamic real estate duo.
We're not just realtors, we're real estate MVPs. With a game plan tailored to your needs, we'll score you the home of your dreams.
Whether it's finding the perfect starter home or selling to upgrade, your goals are our goals, and we'll make sure you come out on top.
So when it comes to real estate, trust us at buysellcannell.com.
That's buysellcannell.com.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing. These are all words you hear a lot about in today's world, but what do they mean? How do you get started? You can start by tuning into the Pensacola Expert Panel this Monday at 10:30 a.m. Join me, Lexi Mendoza, and I'll show you how to navigate the fast-growing landscape of digital advertising this Monday at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. 5:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you for this hour. Let's see what we got. All righty. Looking at the roads here, we do have some backups still on I-10 if you're traveling eastbound towards Highway 29. That's on I-10. Once again, traveling eastbound towards Highway 29. No confirmation of an accident or anything, just some congestion here late this evening. Outside of that, there doesn't appear to be too much holding you up for too long, though, so there's some good news for you. And I'll add on to it by looking at the weather. 74 degrees tonight, low of 71. It was a rainy Friday. Saturday and Sunday has less, but still some slight chances of showers. But, man, next week is going to be phenomenal. Lower temperatures, and when I say lower, I mean lower by our standards, still in the 80s. But no rain whatsoever.
Okay, it is 5:56. You guys, you're doing the game tonight, of course.
Yes.
Pensacola Booker T. Washington game. You have rain gear?
No.
Because I'm looking at it. It's still coming down pretty good outside.
I don't need it. If Jordan and Jeremy don't have rain gear, that's their problem.
Okay. Don't forget this weekend, the Escambia Animal Welfare and FDOH Escambia partnering to offer a free drive-through rabies vaccine clinic. All right. Event tomorrow, 10 to 2, Escambia County Central Office Complex. It's over on Park Street. It's behind Town and Country Plaza. If you're thinking about going to the location on 200 Fairfield Drive or so, don't. It's not there. It's at the 3363 West Park location. Clinic, by the way, is for Escambia County residents, cats and dogs only.
All righty.
I guess they're going to check their ID.
I guess so. Have you ever heard of Waymo? Do you know what that is?
I don't.
Okay, well, it's adding to its lineup of robo-taxis. This is a thing in some bigger cities around the nation. The autonomous vehicle company revealed Friday that it's teaming up with Hyundai in a multi-year deal. The sixth-generation fleet of Waymo vehicles will feature the South Korean automaker's iconic 5. Waymo says the electric cars will be put together at Hyundai's newest facility in Georgia. Testing is set for late 2025, and customers will be able to catch a ride in the years to follow. Waymo currently serves Phoenix, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Austin.
Okay, we broke this story this past hour. If you haven't heard as of yet, Governor DeSantis appointing Ashley Hoffberger to the Escambia County Board of County Commissioners District 4 seat this afternoon. Of course, Hoffberger won the Republican primary for that seat, left vacant by former Commissioner Robert Bender, and now she will face Democrat Ron Helms on November 5th. Once again, Governor DeSantis appointing Ashley Hoffberger to that District 4 seat this afternoon.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. And I mean, we were right on it. I appreciate that effort by you. I mean, I'm here, you know, I'm the one who gets the phone set up, but Chris, you're the one who really pulled the strings to make that happen. So very nice and very considerate of Ashley to drop in on such a, at the drop of a hat.
Hey, listen, I want to tell you, this is a mom. This is a mom with kids. This is 5 o'clock or so on a Friday afternoon. You don't think she's busy? Beside being a mom, she's a business lady, a very successful business lady, may I add. Busy lady, but she did take the time for us, and we really do appreciate that.
For sure. All righty. Wanted to mention this as a box office preview. Joker, Foley Adu, is off to a decent start at the box office. The sequel starring Joaquin Phoenix and Lady Gaga made $7 million from Thursday previews yesterday. It's expected to make $50 to $65 million in its debut weekend, which would come short of 2019's Joker that made over $96 million in its debut.
Okay, if you're watching, you know, this could be very confusing for you sometimes. If you're watching like Fox Weather or the Weather Channel, things like that, and you're trying to decipher exactly what in the heck are they talking about this afternoon, let me run it down for you. NHC, and this is from the National Hurricane Center, the forecasters confirming a sloppy weather system is tracking across the Caribbean this afternoon. Uncertainty reigns as residents in Central and South Florida prepping for a potential development of a tropical storm or depression with heavy rainfall and flooding across the Florida Peninsula. Not Panhandle, Peninsula. Yeah, I gotta say this, man, because I guarantee you the phones will go nuts.
That is
I heard you talking about, no, this is Florida Peninsula throughout next week. This is not going to help with the recovery operations along Florida's Big Bend area. Mm. They were smacked. And they still are working extremely, extremely hard. And Representative Michelle Salzman's office up in Cantonment is collecting goods to take to the Big Bend people over there. So they're doing some good stuff out.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.